This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. From taxidermists to hand surgeons and henna artists, filmmaker Nicole Trish reveals unfamiliar worlds and their inhabitants. Her new documentary takes us to Topsail Island and a roller skating rink that Doris Jenkins has operated for nearly 60 years. Nicole Trish spent a spring and summer filming Doris at Topsail Beach Skating Rink. She listened to Doris's old 45s and watched her lead local kids in skating games that date back to the 1950s. Nicole's documentary, All Skate, Everybody Skate, premieres Friday at Durham's Full Frame Documentary Film Festival. And Nicole says she skated every day during that filming, but in fact walked into our studio today. Nicole Trish, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tell us about the skating rink and sort of how, we need to get the story of Doris's skating rink down there at Topsail.
So if you head east, you're going to come eventually to a swing bridge. And that swing bridge, if you cross over it, you'll get onto Topsail Island. Mm-hmm. And if you head south on Topsail, almost to the bottom of Topsail Island, you'll come to Topsail Beach. And then there's this little area in Topsail Beach that there's a pier and there's a miniature golf, but there's also a small post office. And on the second floor of the post office is a roller skating rink. And so if you go down there every night, they're already open 7 days a week from 7 to 10 p.m. nightly. You can go roller skating.
No coincidence that it's on top of the post office because Doris runs that too.
Exactly. So her and her husband, Sonny, built the building, and she's been working at the post office during the day and running the roller skating rink at night for over 50 years.
How did you find her?
Well, so years ago, I was going to Topsail anyway to go to the beach. It's a wonderful beach. And a friend of mine knew that I really liked to roller skate. And so she said, if you're going down there, you should really check out this roller skating rink. And, you know, somebody really should make a documentary about this place. And so I went down, I skated, it was wonderful. And I thought, yeah, somebody should make a documentary about this place. Maybe it should be me.
Maybe it should be you. And you did. Tell us about Doris, because she's been running this thing and running the post office, as we say, for almost 60 years. So give us a character sketch.
So Doris Jenkins is a woman who knows her own mind. And she has her life kind of set up the way that she would like it set up. The floor is original in the rink. There is no air conditioning. She plays original 45s, and that is the way she likes it. And
original 45s, if you play those for 60 years, they get little nicks in them.
There's some scratches. There's definitely some scratches. It's the original sound system as well, the original disco ball. So she likes it the way it is. It's the original signage. She's definitely a really strong woman and somebody that I think that we could admire. I think sometimes we don't think about feminists who are over a certain age, and she's really doing it her own way and has been forever.
And so you might think that she would only appeal to a much older audience. It's a kind of an old-fashioned thing to do. But among the many people you spoke to for your documentary was a group of kids who just absolutely loved to go skating. Let's listen to some of them.
I don't know, Miss Doris. It's like family. She's a very hardworking woman, very independent. She's very, very sweet. I don't know. It's very blunt and to the point. She's not afraid to tell you, like, if you're doing something wrong, she's going to tell you.
There's been so many miles around this thing. Couldn't even count it.
I've been coming here since I was, like, 3 or 4. And at first it just started off, like, being, like, you know, little, having fun. And then we ended up coming, like, every night. If we didn't come one night, like, me and my brother were, like, freaking out. We'd be like, we have to come.
She skates. You couldn't tell if she's the age she is. It's crazy. She's young.
That's Dulcie and her brother Blake talking about Miss Doris, who is the subject of the documentary film All Skate, Everybody Skate, that premieres at the Full Frame Documentary Film Festival Friday, April 7th at 4 o'clock. Nicole Trish is the documentary film producer. She's with us here. So tell us more about filming this, because I guess Doris just wouldn't really sit down for an interview with you, huh?
Yeah, so Doris, she's got her schedule, and she's like, yeah, if you want to come in and talk to me while I'm running the rink, Fine. We can do that. But she doesn't have much time. She will work in the post office during the day, and then she goes to see her husband oftentimes in the afternoons before she opens the rink in the evenings. So she keeps a pretty tight schedule. So she's like, fine, you can come hang out at the rink while I'm doing it. But, you know, she's a serious lady and is there to do her work.
Now, you say go to see her husband, and there and she and her husband, she actually built the building, as you said, and opened the rink together. But he now is in full-time care. Tell us about him.
Right. So he's in assisted living. But Doris and Sonny opened this rink together. They used to skate together. And she would really, when she would tell me stories about her and Sonny skating together, that was definitely I could really tell how much she loves him and how much she kind of misses skating with him. Unfortunately, they don't have any pictures or any film of them skating back in the day together, but she can still tell you their whole routine of what they would do, what moves they would do, how he would throw her in the air and catch her. So
it is a kind of a beautiful moment that you did capture, albeit on the move with Doris, as she talked about her husband Sonny in the days back when they could skate together.
Very seldom did I ever skate by myself unless it was women, because me and him always skated together. We would start off couples, then I would turn around and skate backwards, and then he would turn around and skate backwards. And then we would both skate backwards at the same time, and he would hold my waist like this, and I would skate in front of him, and we were both skating backwards. And then he would pick me up and turn around and throw me. And we did enjoy it.
Doris Jenkins, the subject of Nicole Trish's documentary film, that'll be at Full Frame Documentary Film Festival on April 7th. And you also talked about her being a kind of an early feminist. Tell us more about that. Why do you say that?
Well, I don't know that Doris would even call herself a feminist, but she is a woman who has worked her entire life and who speaks her own mind and who does what she wants to do. And she's able to roller skate every day.
And she still does.
Yep.
And you talked to her nephew about that very subject. Let's listen to him.
I describe Aunt Doris as just the hardest working person I've ever met. Consistent in her ways, dedicated to her lifestyle the way it is. For somebody to run a post office, run a skating rink for 50 plus years and never change, it's amazing to me.
There's a clip from the documentary All Skate, Everybody Skate, produced by Nicole Trish, that premieres Friday, April 7th at the Full Frame Documentary Film Festival in Durham, North Carolina. How does she see herself? I mean, others clearly see her as an extraordinary woman. Does she sort of get that? Does she feel kind of like a rock star of roller skating?
I think actually she's fairly humble and doesn't necessarily like the spotlight. She wants to go skate, and you know, she just wants to live a quiet life there at Topsail. So sometimes she doesn't understand why there's all the hubbub, why people want to make movies about her.
Right. Has there been, you know, it's interesting that you say there's no documentation of her and her husband, and you can tell us a little bit about her son. They had one child. Tell us a little bit about that story too.
So they had one son, Joseph, who when he was 6 months old had a regular series of shots and had a fever afterwards, and that caused permanent brain damage, and he was able to stay at home with them throughout his life, but he ended up dying at age 18, and that was their only son.
And does she talk much about that?
She doesn't talk a whole lot about it. She did tell me the story, and you know, everyone in the community knows about this kind of tragic thing that happened to her and her husband. But it doesn't seem like something that she doesn't want to dwell on that.
It's kind of amazing when you live that, when you're one of the permanent residents in a beach community like that. I guess you have two sets of friends, particularly if they keep coming back to your rink. So there are the folks who live there full time with her, and they know her. And then I guess people who come to visit and know her in a different way. Did you get to what was it like to talk with people who have sort of grown up with her and come back year after year?
So like Dulcie and Blake, they actually grew up on the island. They're locals. They would come every night to skate, and also have helped her. They rent skates out, and they, you know, help clean up at the end of the night, close the windows. And then there are people who they are now bringing their grandkids, that they went when they were younger, then they brought their kids every summer, and now their grandkids are coming every summer. And so certain people think of her as this almost like mythical person that they see, you know, every summer because everyone is always amazed to see her out on the rink skating.
How much does Doris depend on this for a living? I mean, obviously she's a postmaster on the island, so she's got a job, mm-hmm. and it's one of those government jobs, so she's got benefits. But how, does she depend on this, or is this really her avocation? Is this what she does because she wants to?
She described it to me as the post office is her livelihood and that the roller skating rink is her hobby.
Now, what did this do for you? Because you said you loved roller skating yourself and this rink was an interesting place. But once you dig in like this, does this change anything for you? Or what were some of the revelations for you that were most surprising?
So I really liked learning more about Doris and kind of her journey. I'm interested in women's work kind of outside of the home. And so that was a nice thing for me to kind of examine and to see how she's been successful and how she's been able to live on her own terms this whole time. Also, selfishly, I learned to skate backwards over the course of the summer. That was a goal, and so I was able to skate backwards by the end of the summer.
Now, this is seasonal for her, right? She's got to close it down for part of the year.
Yes, she normally does, although this season they've opened up already. It used to be more seasonal, but now that her nephew comes down and helps out more, they were open through a variety of on the off season, some weekends for locals, and then now they're open 7 days a week already.
Well, and she never considered maybe hosting a roller derby team to kind of make it more.
I don't think so. I don't think that she would appreciate what they might do to her floor.
That's right. That'd be pretty rough. has she seen this film?
She has not seen the film. I've talked to her about it. Her nephew has seen the film, and the DVD is in transit. But she's happy that it's. She's happy for me. She said, "Oh, I'm so happy for you that it's getting into some film festivals."
She's going to have somebody hook up the DVD player for her.
Exactly.
It's part of it. I want to listen to some more clips from this film. There's some we listened to two a brother and sister who live on the island and their reflections on this. And so here's a group of just little kids who love to skate. Let's listen to them.
It's just really fun to come here at night and play the game. I mean, you do get tired and your feet kind of feel a little bit wobbly when you come out, but it's fun. It's worth it. And the beach is just, it's fun.
The whole place is awesome.
Because we don't come here. It's just like a one-year thing.
I feel like I'm skating right now for some reason.
You do.
I feel like I just want to slide over there.
That happens.
I don't know.
Clip from Nicole Trish's new documentary, All Skate, Everybody Skate, that'll be featured at the Full Frame Documentary Film Festival in Durham on April 7th. Let's talk a bit more about documentary filmmaking because you teach at Elon University and you've been involved with Full Frame for a long time. How has your approach to documentary filmmaking or has it changed over time?
Well, I think I've become more thoughtful about it. I see if someone agrees to let you do a documentary about them, you should really kind of take their story and try to honor their story. You should try to, you know, tell the truth as you have found it. But you have a lot of power. Somebody's just saying, here's my story. Edit it the way you want. Shoot it the way you want. And I think I really try to appreciate and take that responsibility not lightly.
Well, and it seems to me the hard thing, I mean, it's even part of this job. If you're going to meet somebody and kind of get to know them and their career and their personal lives, you got interested in them for a reason, right? And that is now in your head, in my head. And your head is a documentary maker. And you understand intellectually that has to be replaced by the actual person in front of you. And that seems to me the big challenge in this. There's a good reason for me to want to talk with you, and I have to expunge that from my mind when I'm actually interviewing you.
And I think with Miss Doris, sometimes people say, oh, here's this lady. She's in her late 70s. Oh, isn't she cute? Mm-hmm. Isn't she sweet? And I think you do it at your peril to condescend. Mm-hmm. To Miss Doris. And I think that we, people who are above a certain age, they've lived they've lived more lives than we have. And I think that they should get some respect rather than condescension.
Do you have tricks for doing that, ways for you to tell yourself that you're getting caught in that, or things, triggers for you that remind you of what the filmmaker's role is?
Well, you should see my office where I edit, that I have post-it notes. Anytime I think of stuff, so all around my monitor there are post-it notes, and on the wall there are post-it notes of when I to try to remind myself.
So is that, and then when you teach your students, what are some of the top three lessons that you give to your students who are interested in making documentaries as well?
Well, sometimes students want to make documentaries on something they already know everything about. And I say, well, if you're going to spend all this time making a documentary, maybe make something that you want to learn about, something that you're curious about, and make the movie that you want to see. And so that's the kind of big thing that I really try to say. Don't just do something because it's going to be easy. Don't do something just because you can get it done in time. Do something that you want to learn more about and then actually spend the process learning.
What did you learn?
So I learned what it can look like to be an older woman working.
Still engaged. And you're still engaged, though not yet an older woman. What's your next project?
Well, I've got some stuff in the works. I'm not done with women who work. I think that's I'm definitely looking at that. And especially, I think there's a lot of interesting things in rural North Carolina about women who work.
Well, we will stay tuned and looking forward to Full Frame. It's that time of year again.
I'm very excited.
Bulls home opener, Full Frame documentary, and Pollen an Inch Thick on My Car. This is my time of year. Great to talk with you, Nicole.
Thank you so much.
Nicole Trish, filmmaker and professor at Elon University. Her latest film, All Skate, Everybody Skate, will be on the screen at the Full Frame Documentary Film Festival Friday, April 7th at 4 o'clock. We've got details at our website. stateofthings.org. It's a program that's produced by Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton Orman, Laura Pelliser, and Jennifer Brookland. Robin Copley is our technical director, Brent Wolf, WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.